To a blasphemous crisp. Agoraphobia. You've arrived at Strange Arrangements. My name is DJ CIL, and I have a guest tonight. His name is Modern Man. We'll hear from him a little bit later. Hope all one of you are staying tuned. Yeah. That's my beer. Thanks. Next up on the block. Oh, well, I should be that flippant. Strange Arrangements, DJ CL. What else should I say? I'm on the radio. I can't just fuck up. No. I have to be profound somehow and entertain you little bastards.
No, fuck up.
I'll fuck up. I'll play this. That'll fix everything. You know, where is it? This is great. Oh, well.
It's not working?
No. It's not working. Yeah, you gotta plug it in, maybe? Is it working now? No, it's still working. Not working. This is what you get when you don't show up early. More from Agoraphobia.
Dimension. Now that's what it boils down to, dimension. We all know there are things that exist. Material things that we can't see without the aid of unique lights or special lenses. Just as there are certain sound frequencies that we can't hear.
Will you get to the point, please?
Okay.
that. In my opinion, he's a living laser composed of concentrated light particles that expand or contract at will.
But such a thing would have destructive powers beyond comprehension.
True. With all of this formidable power at his disposal, doesn't it strike you as curious that he hasn't done more damage?
Great Scott, man. He sliced through a building.
He's a living entity. He's caught in a world he doesn't understand, and he's frightened. How frightened? How frightened? How frightened? How frightened?
We got the motion. We got together. We got the motion. I got the motion. Thank you.
meth use among teenagers is sky high.
And Simon? Well, he's still smoking pot now and again. So far, still making straight A's.
We'll be right back. Thank you. don't know what it cost me. They don't know how I ate. It's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough.
I'm Jack Sunday. I'm here with Modern Man, and that's who you just heard, and you're still hearing. Hey, Modern, this might be the best part of the record, with the part that goes. I never heard that track before. That was great. I loved it.
Dedicated to Pinball Les and Jukebox Johnny.
Pinball Les and Jukebox Johnny,
yeah.
A dedication. What's off the next thing? It's on a CD. What's it called?
It's called Words.
Yeah.
And it's a compilation, but it's my nephew.
Yeah.
It's my nephew reciting.
You know what I think would be cool? While the record's spinning like this, we hear it go, tung, tung. You should just sit here and talk to the audience for a minute. Come here, Mon. You tell them about this music, and then we'll play another track or two and whatever. This is our guest tonight on Strange Arrangements, Modern Man.
Everybody in my family was killed in a tragic accident, and I'm the only one left, so I feel it is my duty to carry on the tradition of dying. So let's hear this next track.
No, keep talking.
Oh, you want to
hear the next
track? Oh, no, I don't care.
You've been a professional artist for quite some time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Broken tools, no matter how you say them. Words are little broken tools, no matter how you display them. Words get lost along the way, the reason has no meaning. Words get lost inside your head, the meaning has no reason. Words lose their meaning on the telephone. Words lose their meaning on the radio. Words lose their meaning on the TV. Words lose their meaning on the printed page. Words lose their meaning on the computer screen. Words on statues lose their meaning, except to the suckers who believe them. Poetry has no meaning. The words are really useless. Words disappear before they're said. The lie keeps getting bigger. Songs have no meaning. Their words are really useless. Words build up inside your head. They keep on getting smaller. Words are little useless lies. The reason has no meaning. Words spewed out from political mouths, designed to be deceiving. Words are written out from under dirty hands, designed to be misleading. Words are guns pointed at your head. You pull the trigger when you believe them. Words are knives pointed at your heart. You shove it in when you believe them. Words are evil throughout time, arranged to make you a slave. Words are our misfortune.
Syphilis, I think, by Modern Man, where on side B, as you can tell, possibly the worst thing you can announce outside of, like, the Garo Gaddy Gaggy. But that's why I'm in the big music world now, is I can say things like that. We're going to hear another track, but, I told him, he's kind of mic shy, and I told him he has to say something.
No, I'm not mic shy, I just hate talking.
He just hates talking. Isn't even the microphone anymore. I hate talking too. Isn't talking lame?
I don't want to hear anybody, and I don't want anybody to hear me.
Yeah. Why do people talk to each other anyway?
I don't know. Words are broken.
Do you think people like drive to work every day just because they have cars?
Yeah.
Do you think people brush their teeth every day just because they have toothbrushes?
Yes, they do.
Don't you think sometimes, like, it's just an artificial reenactment every day? It's like, well, I have this thing, so I'm going to do this thing. I have a, you know, frying pan, so I'm going to fry something.
Yeah, if you don't have it, you can't use it.
Yeah. So.
Cut out your tongue.
The next track is called Hitler Soundscape.
Yeah, it's a dirty breath blown past his rotten teeth.
Dirty breath. Blown past rotten teeth. He was an Austrian, wasn't he?
He was actually Czech by origin.
Czech by origin. Mm-hmm. Checkpoint Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I saw somebody post something on the internet the other day, and they said, "Well, you can't blame us Germans for everything. I mean, Hitler wasn't German after all."
He was Czech.
Yeah. That's pretty good to go on, though. You know. It's like, don't blame us Germans. We're cowards by nature. He's somebody else. He conquered us first. We didn't invent conquering. Adolf did. He's not from here.
We can blame him because he's human.
Do you think if Hitler was alive, he'd like to, like, skateboard?
Yeah, I think he'd be BMX biking.
Don't you think, like, what's his girlfriend's name? She'd be, like, skateboarding.
Oh, she would.
Yeah, instead of skiing in the Bavarian Alps, she'd be like skateboarding. She'd be on MTV.
Hitler had plans to take her to Miami.
Yeah.
He did.
To Miami. Hitler had plans to go to Miami.
Did he take Ava to Miami?
Unreal.
He did. He says, when we conquer.
How cool is that? Hitler in Miami.
When we conquer America, I'll take you to Miami.
You can't go to a country until you conquer it.
That's right. That's
said, I'm not just arriving, I'm a conquering. Yeah. You know, that's true jet set, you know.
It is, it's total mental. It's
yeah.
Total mental.
How about Eva Braun? She was total jet set, wasn't she?
Yeah, her closet is filled with Kotex.
Yeah, Kotex. Vogue and Kotex there.
Yeah, they go together.
Ping Pong, Salvador Dali. The whole warriors, you know. Coco Chanel. They're jet setters, yeah.
Okay. Should I?
I don't know. I think we should hear Hitler now. Okay. This is by Modern Man. It's called. Yeah, you can say one more thing. No one can hear you because you actually have to speak into the mic. But you know. All right, here you go. I'll change places. I'm coming to you live from Coats and Six. I have to change chairs. You know.
Underwear.
With anything, you know. Yeah, all right. Here's Modern Man. He'll tell you a little bit about it when he wags his finger. I'm gonna press the play button, and then you'll be regaled with his special wisdom.
Yeah, imagine.
His musical special wisdom will be rained upon your countenance. Yeah, you're in. Has anybody noticed that William Shatner on Priceline.com ad? Is wearing Depends underneath his Penny Stay Press suit. You know,
hey.
I just noticed that the other day. I'm going like, well, that Bill's not that fat. Oh, I get it. He's got fucking diapers. Okay, he's modern.
This is a soundscape to my Hitler painting called Remembrance. No, what else did I call it? I can't remember what I call it. I hate names. Anyway, this is a soundscape I stole and I whipped up.
You've been a professional artist for quite some time, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.